Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm joined in the studio by Ryan Kilgore, an alum of Clark Atlanta University and the founder of the Kilgore Music Foundation. Ryan Kilgore, welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Kiplin, for having me and 91.9 for all the support. I appreciate being here. Good morning.
Good morning. And you are here about your 2018 instrument drive. But before we get there, could you tell our listeners exactly what is the Kilgore Music Foundation and why you founded it?
Absolutely. Well, the Kilgore Music Foundation was founded on the premise of helping to mentor, teach, and inspire. We want to mentor musicians to be lifelong musicians. We want to teach them about different career paths in the industry and inspire them through music therapy. I was my mom was a single mom at the time and she couldn't afford or keep affording to rent an instrument. And so my grandfather was able to step in and purchase that instrument. And from that point on, I was able to do so many amazing things. So just because of that seed. So that passion of mine grew as well. And starting in 2010, I started kind of individually helping out different students that were going to college or getting ready to get kicked out of the band. So I would help find an instrument, and it just kind of clicked one day to say, man, this is something that I could do on a much larger scale through campaigning and just asking people. Most of the time when you finish playing a concert, people come up to you and they say, hey, I used to play the saxophone, or I used to play the trumpet, or, you know, and I started asking myself, like, where is your instrument then? If I keep meeting all these former musicians, where did they put their instruments? And most of them are in their attic, their basement, the garage, up under the bed, at their mom's house, grandmom's house. So we're asking for those type of instruments to be given to the foundation so we can quickly find a student to, you know, take that pressure off of a single parent or other parents or communities that, you know, need that help.
That is wonderful. And one of the things you just mentioned was the career path for musicians. So often in our community, we're only exposed to the superstars.
Absolutely.
The Beyoncés, the Mariahs, but there are a lot of musicians who work every day and you don't know their name. Could you just share a little bit about some of the other career paths that are available for people who want to make music?
Well, it's amazing that you use Beyoncé and just got through watching her Coachella performance with the marching band, which kind of represents, you know, a lot of where my life, you know, got that opportunity. And one of the things I noticed touring, whether it was touring with Tyler Perry or touring with Stevie Wonder, there were so many other jobs around me. And even though I was the one at 8 o'clock when the show starts, we're the ones that are in the spotlight. Someone had to hold the spotlight. Someone had to make sure that our microphones worked. Someone had to make sure that our in-ears were working for the monitors. Someone was making sure the crowd was actually hearing. We had hair and makeup and wardrobe and catering and the people that drove the trucks and the guitar techs and the drum techs and the keyboard techs. So it's like, oh, it's not just Stevie Wonder. It's not just Beyoncé. It's not just this artist. There are people all around them that are doing this. And the spotlight is only for a split second. Everyone else in the dark or in the background, they're continuously working. And that's some of the things that we don't see. And I gained a much appreciation for people that work in the background, you know, in those capacities, because they're consistently making sure that this engine or this machine keeps going. And I think a lot of children, a lot of students, a lot of artists don't get a chance to see that role and understand that sometimes you have to make an alternate route to get to where you want to be. So, if Little John Roberts is, you know, or someone is touring with Janet, then and you're the drum tech, you may not be the drummer for the tour, but every place that the tour went, you went as well. So the travel aspect, just seeing the world, I just think it's important that we now bring that to the forefront, because everybody's not going to be a Stevie, everybody's not going to be Beyonce, everybody's not going to be Jay-Z or whoever. But it doesn't mean you can't, you know, be a part of music. Doesn't mean that you can't love on music. Doesn't mean you can't contribute. And I think if we understand that from that perspective a lot more, people will start to see, oh, man, there's multiple things I can do. And your job today may be the drum tech, but tomorrow might be actually being the drummer. And so just want to kind of create that bridge for them to see, you know, and be more exposed to what's going on in the industry.
And as you said, the spotlight is only on for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And after it goes off, all those other folks are still working.
Absolutely. And they usually work more than the artists do and more consistently, too.
So definitely something to consider. And the instrument drive, this drive has been going on since April 24th.
Yes.
And it will go through May 24th.
Yes.
Please share with our listeners what kind of instruments you're looking for, what instruments might be more popular, and also how and where they can contribute.
Yes. Well, our website is KilgoreMusicFoundation.com. For any of the information or drop-off spots, you can visit, you know, the KilgoreMusicFoundation.com once again. You can also find us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all up under the Kilgore Music Foundation, and we have information for you to see the drop-off spots. This particular instrument drive will service for two programs. One is at the Chapel Hill Middle School, where I attended, and I'm alum as well. So on April 26th, we were able to visit the school, and basically I became the principal of the day. And actually that day is Ryan Kilgore Day in DeKalb County. So we were able to basically expose them to a lot of things in the industry. We brought out sound. We had several different artists that came that day. And as I was visiting the school, I was just looking and watching and looking at the band room, and I saw a TV that was there when I was there 25 years ago. And I'm looking at timpanis and bass drums that were there when I was there. The stands, they have new stands now, but there was only 2 years ago that those stands had been purchased. So now that means that this school is kind of being neglected. They're still getting straight ones. They're still doing wonderful. They're still working hard. You know, the band director is still a great band director, but I feel like, you know, sometimes people, we smile when everything is, even when things are not okay. And we have desires and we have things. So I just wanted to be in a position to bring in some other professionals, bring in some other people, and help us create an after-school program for that. But we also want to recruit new musicians. And so a lot of these kids, as I'm watching on the news and seeing all the different things that are happening with kids being on the streets, it's like, man, like the era that I came in, none of us really got in any trouble because we were always at band practice. We were at choir practice. We were at orchestra practice. So if the problem is you don't have an instrument, let me help solve that problem. And so we are looking for orchestra, you know, so that's cellos, violins, violas. We're looking for xylophones. We're looking for, you know, any marching band type of things. Whether it be snare drums, tenor drums, bass drums, quads, all the woodwind, I mean, everything, you know, really everything, you know, from clarinet, flutes, to saxophone, trombone, baritone, tuba. You know, you just never know what a child may say, hey, I want to learn how to play the trombone. And so that's one of the organizations. The other organization is the Pittman Recreational Center, which is located in the Pittsburgh community right near Turnfield or Old Turnfield, now Panther Stadium. And they have never had a music program. And so they're interested, we're interested in helping to start a marching band. And so we were able to actually come to Clark on Saturday at the band brawl, and we brought about 17 kids with us to show them their first battle of the bands and be in a position to kind of, you know, see what band is and see where it comes from and, you know, those type of things. They had a wonderful time. So we just want to be, if you know anything about the Pittsburgh community area, you know that it needs some love and it needs some TLC. And so this is just our way musically to be able to go in there and say, OK, we're going to create again another after school program where these kids can stay off the street. The community center is a wonderful center that keeps them and that's their safe haven. But when they get there, what are they doing? Everybody's not going to be playing basketball or football. And one of the biggest needs I heard was they were saying they have homecoming every year, but they never have a marching band. So we want to be able to build that tradition up and say, hey, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, we want to be able to say, oh, man, look at that. Look at them kids, you know, we watched them go from, you know, being from 8 years old. Now they're, you know, 10 or 11 years old and they're playing drums. But it also helps when you're talking about going to college. And we want to get the parents and the community involved in understanding. We can't wait until they're 16 to ask them what they want to be. Start them earlier on and start tying in music with whatever or the arts with whatever they have going on. So if you want to be a scientist, OK, cool. What programs or what schools or institutions have good science programs and have good music programs? Now, if you do good in academics, if you do good in music as well, now we're talking about refund checks. And everybody that has ever been in any school or university understands about refund checks and how fun that is to know that you don't owe any money and that they're actually now paying you to go to school. And so we just want to help, you know, in any way we can with any type of instruments. I've heard most, you know, of course, most kids say they want to play drums first. So we'll start, you know, with the recreational center. But since I've been around, I've heard more kids say they want to play sax as well. So, but anything.
I think this is amazing. And you've touched on it a couple of times. But I think a lot of people really don't realize how that music career can shape your life. I remember in, a college and undergrad, the people in the band got to travel. I mean, they traveled to bowl games. They traveled to the Pope. You know, it was so, it's such a rich culture.
It is.
Being a part of the band.
It is.
And a lot of people just don't think about that. They just maybe think about the expense of getting a instrument
or, that's
the,
it.
Or the time, right. You know, having to stay after school. But it is a true culture around music that your child not only is exposed to, but can tap into for their future. You're mentioning soundboards and all of that is STEM. All of that is technology.
Absolutely.
And I've met and worked with young people who literally started in the AV club in mm-hmm. middle school mm-hmm. and have traveled all around the world doing sound.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a difference. I tell people all the time, just to give the kids a, you know, a visual of what that is. You know, when you first get a passport is 26 pages in the passport. Well, I'm on my second passport. My first passport, I had to add 52 pages to that passport because I play the saxophone. Like every continent with the exception of Antarctica, every state in the United States with the exception of Alaska, you know, to be able to say I've touched my foot, almost every body of water on the planet, I've put my foot in the sand because someone requested me to play in a particular place. Even in high school, we did the Olympics, we did the Macy's Parade, we took band trips, we went all over the place. And that's what really kind of exposed my mind, was like, oh, wow. And to see people that look like me being able to go on these trips as well. And
can I just add, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Being a musician is not subjective.
No.
Someone can't say you didn't try hard enough because they can hear exactly what you can create.
Absolutely. And when you have the forethought and the clearing of your mind from a creative standpoint, and you don't have to think about some of the other things that are going on that will distract us, you can get some great results out of a child, you know, learning to play an instrument. And when you put them in that space, then anything is possible. Any place is possible at any time, because music is the universal language. Definitely one of them, outside of maybe like food, you know, but it's definitely something that no matter where you go, any time, place, religion, none of that matters. How tall, short, doesn't matter. You know, that one song can definitely touch so many people in that one room just because you gave forth that effort. And like you said, people can feel your soul, your passion, your heart behind whatever song that was played.
Ryan Kilgore, I could talk to you for the rest of the afternoon. This is such a wonderful thing that you are doing. I'm going to say that website again. It's the KilgoreMusicFoundation.com. And people who want to volunteer or people whose children may need instruments, that's where they go to get information.
Yes, to get information. And also, just for the drop-off spots, definitely want to give a big shout-out to the DeKalb County Libraries, Allison Weisinger, Lee May, that helped set up some relationships where now the libraries on Salem, Wesley Chapel, and Flashills Parkway are all in that area. And so those will be our drop off spots until the end of the campaign. And they're more than willing to receive the instruments, and so that we can basically get these instruments to them. You know, Jersey Mike's 22 Jake Management, they've given us access to a warehouse, 10,000 square foot warehouse. So we have plenty of room to receive the instruments, to put them and place them. And we also, so as far as the volunteer aspect, we're looking for people that know how to repair instruments. Because, of course, we don't know what type of condition they're going to come in. And, you know, we don't want to give anyone a busted and make that their responsibility. When they get it, I want them to basically, like, it's Christmas and it's like, oh, my God, like, I always wanted to play flute and now I have a brand new flute and it's mine, you know. So
KilgoreMusicFoundation.com. Let's fill up that 10,000 square foot warehouse. Look under the bed. Look in the attic. Call your grandmother. Let's get these kids some instruments.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Ryan Kilgore.
Thank you so much.